Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I was dwelling in the texts for this weekend services, and as I was dwelling in them, there was a word or a phrase that leapt off of the pages to me, and that was, prepare the way. Advent, I think, is a season of preparation, of preparing the way, and we think of that as preparing for the birth of God's Son, for the incarnation, for Christ coming into the world and preparing to share that news with all of God's creation, that God was made flesh and that God dwells among us. But we also prepare for a lot of other things during this season. There are two narratives, I think, in fact, that kind of flow into this season with us. One is the narratives that has been shared for hundreds of years of traditions and cultures. It's a tradition of Advent and Christmas and this story of Christ coming into the world. It comes from different cultures. It's told in different ways. Each of our families have traditions about how we tell and share and celebrate this story, depending upon our own culture and where we've grown up and where we've lived. And then there are the traditions of the church. And for us, that means we celebrate Advent, which leads to Christmas and Epiphany as we prepare for Christ to come. We celebrate his coming, and we share that coming with the world. This is one of the narratives that we are living into in rich ways at this time. We remember and retell and find our place in God's story, this Advent Christmas story. There's another narrative that is sort of the American cultural narrative of this holiday that is celebrated. It's like a cosmic birthday party with all of the trappings and trimmings. It has the holiday decorations, including lights on my house and a tree that goes up with beautiful lights and all of these things. It has lots of gifts, which we just finished celebrating the holy days of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. And there are holiday parties, and there are these great and wonderful activities where Christians and non-Christians alike come together to celebrate this narrative that is filled with Santa, who's wondering if you've been naughty or nice, winter, which causes great concern about whether or not there are snowflakes on Starbucks red cups. And it's a season filled with romance, as you can watch 24/7 Hallmark Christmas movies for the entire season of Advent. These two narratives fight for our attention during this season. And frankly, in my life and probably in your life, those two narratives sort of blend together and both get celebrated in different ways. But what this season, as we hear in these texts today, is really about is preparing the way. So what does it mean to prepare the way? If you want to just look for a moment at the readings that we heard today, we had this quotation from the prophet Isaiah in the gospel reading in the Gospel of Luke, which is describing John as this one who is the voice crying in the wilderness, the part that I almost forgot to include in the gospel reading today. I guess it's about time for me to get glasses, maybe. We'll see about that. But the prophet Isaiah wrote those words about 600 years before Christ was born, adjuring the people of Israel to prepare the way of the Lord. And then about a century later, Malachi echoes these words again in his time and in his place, in his context, saying, prepare the way of the Lord. And then another 450 years later, about 3 months B.C., Zechariah speaks these words in his song. Now, Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist with Elizabeth, his wife. And Zechariah spoke these words, or I sung these words, I'm not sure which, that the Canticle of Zechariah, which was the psalmody that we sang today, even though it's not a psalm, but it's that song of Zechariah, those were the words that he spoke when his son was born, John the Baptist. And just a little bit about Zechariah, he was a priest in the temple. He had been given the charge of going into the temple to light incense. And when he was in that temple, the angel Gabriel, same one that showed up to Mary a little later, the angel Gabriel comes to him and says, you're going to have a son, you're going to name him John, and he's going to be the one who will prepare the way of the Lord. There was this moment of hesitation in Zechariah's mind because he and his wife were both old. That's kind of a common story in scriptures, apparently, that the angels of the Lord come to these people who are perhaps beyond their childbearing years and says, guess what? Well, in the midst of Zechariah's doubt, Gabriel struck him dumb and said, "You will not speak again until your son is born." So that's the backstory on Zechariah's speech. When his son is born, he comes out with this song of praise to God. And then we have the text in the gospel, John the Baptist, who is, according to this quotation from Isaiah, the one who is the voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord," and calling for repentance. Well, what does it mean to prepare the way of the Lord? We know what it meant to the prophet Isaiah and Malachi and Zechariah and John the Baptist, but what does it mean for us to prepare the way of the Lord? Now, you might say the Lord already came, that was Jesus, done deal, don't need to do anything anymore, but we're going to not go with that assumption. We're going with the assumption that God is still at work in the world and that we are going to continue to prepare for the way of the Lord as the Lord is coming and the kingdom of God is still coming. Question is, what do we do to prepare the way of the Lord? Well, I was sitting in my study thinking about this, hoping there was a good answer, and I looked up at the wall in my study. It has a bunch of crosses and icons and things hanging on it that are meaningful to me, and I was just gazing at that. And I happened to notice this bookmark was hanging there also, and it had become twisted. It's just a piece of ribbon that has been hand crocheted around the ribbon. And it's significant to me because this was from my grandmother's Bible. And she gave this to me shortly before she died, and just she wanted me to have this. And it seems too fragile to actually keep and use in a bookmark, so I have it hanging with other icons and things of my faith on that wall. But it had become twisted, so I fixed it, and I thought about my grandmother. She kept that bookmark in her Bible, and I would see her take her Bible with her and go to her weekly Bible studies and to her women's circles. And I would see her with her Bible on her the desk next to her chair. And it is a well-worn Bible, and I knew that this was marking something that my grandmother had read. She and my grandfather, when I was in junior high school, took me to sing with them in the choir. So every week I'd go with them and sit with my grandmother and my grandfather, and he sang tenor and I sang bass and she sang soprano, and we had a good time singing in the choir. And I remember all those times that my grandmother would bake things and create food and stuff, take it to potlucks and celebrations at the church and to funeral luncheons and to families who are grieving after a funeral. It was my grandmother who prepared the way of the Lord for me as I saw how she lived, how she walked in the way of the Lord faithfully in her own life. I don't know that we ever even talked about it. I don't remember talking about it. But I remember the way that she walked her faith, the way she walked in the way of the Lord. And just by doing that, she prepared the way of the Lord in my life, along with many others, who by living and walking their faith prepared the way of the Lord. Well, the verses just before the story of the song of Zechariah in that text say this, that both Zechariah and Elizabeth were, and I quote, "righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord." He was a priest offering incense. So how did Zechariah prepare the way of the Lord? Well, he did it by being a faithful priest and offering incense. He did it by doing what was right at his time, which was following the laws and the commandments of God as laid out in Scripture. And he did something else that the Lord commanded him to do. He went and did his husbandly duty with his wife so that they could have this son together. That was preparing the way of the Lord in some significant ways. Not necessarily what we'll all be asked to do, but in this case, that was preparing the way of the Lord. Zechariah prepared the way of the Lord by faithfully walking in the way of the Lord. So how did John, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, prepare the way of the Lord? Now, this is the more classic version because the Scripture tells us that John is that one who was ordained by God to go into the wilderness and to preach and to proclaim and to baptize and to let us know that this baby who was going to be born was someone special, someone whose sandals he would not be fit to tie, he says. So we'll give John the Baptist a little bit of extra credit for really getting this, proclaiming the way of the Lord and being that voice in the wilderness. But he did it by walking in the way of Jesus, by walking in the way of the Lord, by following the path to which he was called. Well, this is an interesting one. How did Jesus prepare the way of the Lord? On the one hand, we might say Jesus was the Lord. On the other hand, if you read the scripture passage that comes right after the Philippian text that we read, Philippians 2, the hymn of the Christ hymn, you will see that Jesus prepared the way of the Lord by this, the Son of God became flesh and lived and fulfilled the law and was obedient, as it says in Philippians 2, unto the point of even death. So Jesus prepared the way of the Lord by coming as flesh and living and dying and rising and revealing to us what the way of the Lord is. He prepared us to know this God. Well, so how do we prepare the way of the Lord today, you and me? We prepare the way of the Lord by faithfully walking in the way of Jesus. Living our lives faithfully prepares the way of the Lord. We prepare the way of the Lord in the lives of our children and grandchildren by faithfully walking in the way of Jesus and inviting them to walk alongside, or walk alongside them wherever they are, but in a way that they know that they have love. Love enough that they might give you might give them a bookmark from your well-worn Bible. We prepare the way of the Lord by walking the way of Jesus in our neighborhood and in the Promised neighborhood and in the 4th District and in places where Black Lives Matter. We prepare the way of the Lord by listening to one another, whatever code language, code switching might be going on, as Dr. Karen McKinney shared with us this morning in the Faith Forum. Prepare the way of the Lord by walking in the way of the Lord faithfully. Now, I've only been here a few weeks, but there are dozens of examples that I have seen among you of how you are preparing the way of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you all of them. No, I'm not. I'm just going to lift up a couple of them that are some of the more public ones, perhaps, because I've also seen some very intimate and personal ways in which you have shared and prepared the way of the Lord and walked in faith in this place. But there are a couple of things that are just kind of obvious. You may have noticed there's something going on downstairs. The Blue House Boutique. The Blue House Boutique helps to prepare the way of the Lord for young people in Uganda. But it also prepares the way of the Lord by the way that we create these crafts and bake these baked goods and bring them to this place. And the way that we create this boutique and all the work that goes into that is preparing the way of the Lord so that these things, the Lord can work in the midst of this. And that you might go downstairs and buy something after the service, if you haven't already done that, helps to prepare the way of the Lord as Blue House works in the lives of these children and young people in Uganda. The Thanksgiving service was just a week or so ago, and I saw the way of the Lord being prepared in powerful ways as I experienced that. First of all, there was a voice crying in the wilderness, and the voice belonged to Lloyd Laddie. As kind of a more John the Baptist way of proclaiming the way of the Lord. It's that proclamation that's speaking the way of the Lord. But there was also the meal that was prepared. And Rosa and Warren and their legion of others who worked with them to prepare all of that food is preparing the way of the Lord. But not just the food. I know because I sat and visited with people, Rosa and Warren also invited some Korean friends and a Japanese family to come and share that feast with us. And in the midst of that fellowship and the feasting that was going on downstairs, the way of the Lord was prepared in the hearts and the minds of those who gathered. Now, those are the public ways, and there are many more. Well, I'm not going to ask you, what have you done to prepare the way of the Lord? Because you don't know the answer to that. My grandmother would never have been able to tell me that by giving me the bookmark from her Bible and by going to church faithfully, taking me to choir, she had no clue that what she was doing was preparing the way of the Lord in my life. But that's what was happening. Just like when you live faithfully and you walk in the way of Jesus faithfully as followers of Jesus Christ, you have no idea in what ways you might be preparing the way of the Lord in someone's life, someone's heart, someone's mind. But just as I have done, you can notice how others prepare the way of the Lord. You can think about those people in your own life who have prepared the way of the Lord for you and give thanks for them, But you can also just walk and watch around you and see how and in what ways people are preparing the way of the Lord in the midst of this crazy Advent, Christmassy, whatever this is, season, and all of the times of our lives. Notice those things, because then you may begin to notice them in yourself as well occasionally. And last, faithfully walk in the way of the Lord. Whatever you do, whatever that means for you. Because by walking in the way of the Lord, you are preparing the way of the Lord. Amen.